Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Let's start with this headline. Venture capital fund eyeing Capital Region as it plans to ramp up investments.
That's right. Armory Square Ventures is based in Syracuse, and they're currently looking for companies to invest in. Through their second fund, they've only invested in 5 companies, which means there's money left for about 10 more. Armory Square says there's hundreds of companies that they're currently monitoring in the Capital Region, and that the number of entrepreneurs they're seeing here has grown considerably. The company had previously said it had not invested much in the region because the innovation taking place here was outside of its core focus, which is typically software development. But they said recently they've seen a lot more of these types of companies coming out of the Capital Region. Armory Square says they look for what they call diamonds in the rough, which are high-growth software companies where they can utilize their existing networks to help the company scale, especially from a talent perspective. Armory says the talent war is fierce everywhere right now. In places like Silicon Valley, there are hundreds of startups fighting for the same talent. But here in the Albany region, it's a little bit of a different challenge. It's about getting people here initially because we don't have the same density of talent. But once they're here, they're seeing tons of opportunities for entrepreneurs. In Armory Square's words, magical things can happen when they get together.
Next, we go to Artisanal Brew Works, which plans to expand. Apparently, they've been successful.
That's right. A craft beer that they have that was inspired by the extremely sour candy Warheads has boosted sales nationally for this business during the pandemic. And the timing was perfect for Artisanal Brew Works because they were already planning to expand their microbrewery when the beer took off. Brewed with a sour base, Warheads ales are sold in 5 flavors: blue raspberry, watermelon, green apple, lemon, and black cherry, just like the candy. Artisanal's partners said demand was so great after Warheads was released last February that they had to eventually switch to a contract brewer in Boston to handle the volume. The company's largest retail customer is in Los Angeles. Warheads Extreme Sour Beer is also sold in Florida, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. The beer is also available at their tap room, which is currently a temporary location in Wilton, along with other craft brewers. Artisanal received site plan approval from the Wilton Planning Board to convert a former Kohl's Collision Center at 617 Maple Ave into a 10,000-square-foot restaurant and brewery. Their goal is to become a destination and have more than just food and beer. The new location is part of the Palmertown Range for hiking, and the brewery's owners hope to have a trailhead right behind the brewery for its customers.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Thursdays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks.